I'm Hauptmann vom Feuerschwanz, and you are listening to Interview Under Fire. Have fun with it.
All right, everyone, I want to welcome everyone back to a brand new episode of Interview Under Fire. This is your host and Sonny, as always, and today I'd like to welcome the great Hauptmann Feuerschwanz. It's an honor, man. Thank you so much for joining our IUF series today. I know we have finally arrived at the biggest week of the year for you and the rest of the guys and girls over at Feuerschwanz with the release of the highly anticipated Fegefeuer set to drop July 21st, just this Friday on Napalm Records. I'm so excited. I can't even like talk. 11th record now in this band's discography. Man, a lot to talk about this, Hauptmann. I mean, before we get to everything, you guys have been busy with the music and the touring this year. How are you? We're in some exciting times right now with this band. Have you had the chance to just take this all in? Like I said, it's a big week.
Okay, yes, that's it. We had some cool concerts in Germany and in Czech Republic with the band last 3 weeks. And we had big, nice concerts and the new songs of Fegefeuer, the Berserker Mode. We played the Berserker Mode.
That's my favorite one from the album. Just want to say that.
your favorite. Yes. You love party songs. The Hauptmann loves you.
And a quick side note, Fabi is actually a friend of mine. She's been on our show a couple of times. You know, I know she did the guest vocals for Bastard
Bobby
von Asgard.
So excited person, so awesome.
She's so lovely, man. She was here. She was in Dallas in March with Elevate T without Kriegel, unfortunately, but they were able to make it work. And we sat down
without Kriegel, no?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but they were fine. You know, it was okay. They did an amazing
job. Rocks?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
She did her job.
Yeah, she did her job and everyone else did their job. I mean, it was one of the last concerts at that venue we had in Dallas, but Elevate T did amazing. The interview that me and I interviewed her twice already, and she's so lovely. So the fact that you guys got to work together on this album, it just means that much more. So anyway, shout out to Fabi from LBT
on the video. Yes. And I think I love her voice in this song because she singing German and that's a little bit new style for Fabienne too. And she loves it too, the sound. And I love the sound of her voice.
It's so high. So powerful. I think she said she didn't really know any of the German words, but she still was able to enunciate inside the music video. Is that true? She didn't know much German, like you were mentioning, right? Yes. And she did great. And I love, if anyone hasn't checked out that music video yet, I mean, what's wrong with you? Go check it out right now, because it's absolute thing of beauty. But Hauptmann, I cut you off there. I was really excited. But you know, I wanted to get into this because we don't have much time on this interview, but the cool thing about Feuerschwanz is that the live presence that you guys exhibit on stage, you know, and you have this theatrical presence, Hauptmann, about you that I know I haven't seen you live yet. Yes, I have seen the music videos and the live streams on YouTube, or the performance at Wacken from last year. It's quite a sight. And considering the fact that you guys do have these medieval and fantasy themes on stage, does it feel like you're taking on a different role when you're performing live, Hauptmann? Like, does it help with the presentation of who Feuerschwanz is? Because you guys are portraying the music in a visual presentation that I feel like it's just unmatched. Because I mean, the comments I've seen on YouTube, man, I wish I could have seen Feuerschwanz live. They're one of the best bands I've seen. Like, just people just listing off so many great qualities about the band. But what is it about live that you love the most, Hauptmann? Because I feel like that brings out the best in you, right? Would you agree, disagree?
Okay, the magic thing of Feuerschwanz is that we give real live energy of all of us in the concert. We are role player, but we give our real energy on the stage in the concert, and we like it to have high energies in our concerts. We have on a tour concert, only one song is a little bit lower, a little bit more for the heart and or for the emotions, the deeper emotions, and the rest is high energy party, warrior time, epic battles and sweaties, very sweaty.
Yeah, and those are all good aspects about the band. And by the way, people who don't know who are listening, Hotmon's wearing a Mortal Kombat hat, so I'm just really excited every time he's talking. One of my favorite game franchises. Anyway, that's a side note. But let's get to Figure Fire, because this drops on this Friday, July 21st, on Napalm Records, 11th album. I got a lot to say, so if you got something to drink around you, please do that, because this serves as the follow-up to 2021's Memento Mori, and then your covers album you did in 2022, Todd Sundin. What an amazing album that is. Really showcased the band's ability to stretch beyond your limits. I mentioned the discography, right? 11 album in this band's timeline. And here's the thing, Hotman, I feel like bands and artists, they can have a difficult time finding their sound along the way in their career. But with you and Feuerschwanz, you continue to build on your established sound since Prima Nocta back in 05. I mean, that's an impressive thing to see, because blending in these sounds of medieval folk and rock and folk metal. And like I mentioned, Memento Mori, the cool thing about that album, that actually landed number one on the official German albums charts. See, here's the thing. When all this information I'm telling you, Hoffman, and you've been at this for a while, when you hear numbers like that, I don't know. Are you someone who feels like pressure when you sit down to compose a new album again? Or are you just someone who just drowns out the noise? And you know what? Whatever. I'm going to make another album. No
This
pressure.
time, yes, this time it was more pressure, because Memento Mori was a number one album, our first number one album in Germany, and now
Love
it's
that.
more pressure. But we like it. We like pressure, and it's a challenge for us, and we want the second number one with the Purgatory album, with the Figure Fire, and we want to go with our fans through the Figure Fire and get the number one in this with a sweat in our faces.
Man, Hoffman, when you get here to the States, if you ever come through Dallas, let me know. I want to buy you a beer so we can just like hang out, because like we're missing that from this interview right now. I want you to repeat after me, okay? Glorious. Say it, say it, say that word.
What glorious?
Yeah, glorious, because that word, I just kept thinking about that as I was hearing this album, from Siegfried Dragon Slayer to Berserker Mode, which is my favorite, to the title track, to Highlander, to Valkyrin. I mean, this album was full of just insane and intense battle cries. So I don't know about you, but aside from Mortal Kombat, I play a game religiously called Skyrim, The Elder Scrolls. I don't know if you've seen that game before, but holy hell. So when Napalm sent me this record, right? And I have the Skyrim game next to me. Try this. If anyone is out there, listen to this track and play the game, because it matches up so well when you're fighting dragons and so on and so forth. But I wanted to like just find my sword and shield and go to battle. I went back and listened to your other albums too. You know, there's a sense of evolution in the musicality. I want to ask this question, Hoffman. I wonder how much did things change from when you first started recording on this album to where you ended up finishing it? Did a lot change in between? Did nothing change? Did you have a specific sound for Figure Fire from day one?
Yes, I remember we start with a song, Fegefeuer.
Yeah.
In the song Fegefeuer was the first song of the album, and we don't know that we named it Fegefeuer in this time, on this moment.
Yeah.
And step by step, there came the great. The great hits, Bastard from Asgard, Berserker Mode, and then The Highlander, and so on. And for us, it's the challenge is to find the single songs to have the videos with the songs, and this time we want only three songs with more expensive videos, and this is our change to Memento Mori. The in this album we had five videos, but not only five videos with much money. So we concentrate on three songs this time and give more money in the videos for this, and power all the power in the three videos. And now we're looking for or we hope that's a good strategy, and to have next week, as of Friday the 28th, on July, number one party in the
Man.
Feuerschwanz town. And
I'm
I hope
having
it,
the I'm having the
we hope it.
worst I'm having the worst FOMO right now. I wish I was there to celebrate with you guys with this album, because I think a lot of people, so from like here in the States, right? I feel like a lot of people will be exposed to Feuerschwanz in ways that they've never been exposed to before, because
Okay.
you had 11 albums, right? I feel like this album really pushed you guys forward in ways that I
Cool.
maybe you guys have never seen. And have you been to Texas before? Have you been to Dallas, Hoffman? Because
No.
we got to change that, man. So hopefully down the
Yes.
line, let's get a tour
I
going.
was for many years ago, I was in Idaho and
Yeah,
Salt Lake
okay.
City, and it was great. It
Yeah, the West
was
Coast is a
the
great
Rocky
place to
Mountain
start too.
feeling.
Oh yeah, that's near the mountains, and you're near the Pacific Ocean. The West Coast is one of my favorite areas to be in the state,
And
so.
in my function as a in my second job, I'm a psychological therapist, and
Very cool.
Texas is very, very important for me, because a very famous therapist came from Texas. The Milton Erickson came from,
Yeah.
I don't know, the Reno or no.
In
I don't
Nevada?
know the city now, but Milton Erickson lives
Okay.
till his dead in Texas. And
Shout out to him. Okay, so I did not know that. So that's good to know. Now you have more reason to come to
very
Texas, right?
famous other therapists came from
Yeah.
Texas. Texas is a very important state
That's
for
very.
psychology.
And I love hearing about other aspects of an artist life that potentially feed into, everything that you do. I love that you do that aside from the music. It really shows an extension of who you are as a person, Hoffman. So I really appreciate you sharing that. I know we got a few minutes left, but man, I gotta
Okay.
ask now, okay? You're wearing a Mortal Kombat hat. Who's your favorite character? Do you have one?
I have to say, I'm not so deep in the game. I
Okay.
love the game, but I'm not a really
That's
a
okay.
official gamer. I came from the 80s, and I had
I.
the stupid games from the 80s. I don't know the
Okay,
words.
like the Atari
Okay,
and
no. But this is this could be a project that somebody tells me something about Mortal Kombat, the important characters, and give me a introduction of it, or a summary with the power points of this game. Yes.
If it's anyone to do it, I can help you do that, because I'm like
Okay.
a Mortal Kombat encyclopedia. The new game's coming
Great.
out in a couple of months, so we got to get you prepared.
But I love things. I love games or books with the archetype of warrior. Warrior,
Yeah.
the warrior energy is very important for Feuerschwanz, and Mortal Kombat has the
And
warrior power in it.
Mortal Kombat, what does Mortal Kombat also have that Feuerschwanz has? Is fire. They have
Yeah.
a lot of fire, and it goes hand in hand. But as we finish things off here, Hawkman, do you have a favorite song on the album? What's your personal favorite?
Oh, it's a very hard thing for me. Favorite song. I love the party song of this album, because after the pandemic time we had no
Yeah,
party,
very
and we
true.
had no creativity for party, and now we have the new song of Feuerschwanz, Berserker Mode. I love this song.
That's my favorite song. I love that. I think that's our favorite song, you and me.
Yeah, cool.
That's what you came up with. But Hot Man, man, this was really great. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit with me today. I wish we had more time, but I want to bring you back on the show at some point in the future, whether it's in
Wow.
person, in Dallas, or sometime down the line to doing a podcast. I know we've covered a good amount of topics on this awesome interview, by the way. Thank you for sharing so much about who you are and
Thank
what
you
Feier
too.
Schwanz is all about, representing Germany and the form of display of art that you guys are. And I know from the different experiences and perspectives in your timeline, right, that you've taken in, which we have discussed about almost 20 years. You're reaching 20 years next year,
Yeah, next year turned 20 years for Schwanz. And now in the last 2, 3 years, we're going to be more international, and it's so great for us to go over our border lines out in the world, Feuerschwanz in the world.
And I'm looking forward to seeing like where you guys go from here. This new chapter with this new album, there's definitely a level of inspiration to what you guys are doing, Hotman, and you're seeing results, which is really cool. Here's the thing, I've been following you guys for a while, so the fact that I even get to have you on my show is pretty awesome. So,
Oh,
and you
I
know.
promise for the American people, we have I'm working for we work for some variations of the songs with English lyrics, and
Yeah.
next year you there will be new the old songs, the known songs of Memento Mori, of Fegefeuer, some songs, the important songs of this album, with English lyrics, I promise.
And here's the thing, if it, I actually love both. If you did the English version, I love that too.
Yeah.
But the fact that this is sung in German, I feel like it was meant to be portrayed in this manner, I feel like I don't know. I'm someone like I come from a family of musicians, Hoffman. So I feel like if you sing a song in like English or a different language, it doesn't hit the
Yeah.
same way as the
Yes.
way it was meant to be sent. So that's one thing to think about. So.
Well, for us, it's a good thing to have the base in with German, with our German lyrics. It's a very important thing for us to create our own style.
Yeah.
But now we can switch in the languages, and we love to sing English since the cover album
Yeah.
with the great cover songs. I love
Such a good album.
to sing Bad Touch,
Yeah.
rap a little bit, Bloodhound Gang
Man,
Forever.
that'd be really cool. It really show a creative side of you guys too. The fact that you guys can sing it in two different languages and still have the
Yeah.
same effect. That's what's really cool. We got a couple
Yes.
minutes, but Hoffman, I want to ask you, what do you have coming up? You got some festivals coming up. What's the next show you have? If you wanted to like promote or whatever you want to
We
say to
have
the
a
fans.
very special show over second time in Spain.
Okay.
In 3, 4 weeks, we are in August, we are Leyendas del Rock. This is
Yeah.
Legends of Rock in English. It's a very cool festival in the middle of Spain, and wow, this for us new experience, and we love it to be in other countries, to see the style of other
Yeah.
cultures, and all the cultures love metal too, and this is cool.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule. You got MPS, you got Firetail Festival, you got
Yeah,
MPS, two of them
MPS is
actually
a
on the
medieval
yeah.
festival. Yes,
Leyendas del
it's our basic.
Rock. Yeah, Leyendas del Rock is on August 10th. So I'm just looking at the schedule here. But man, it's exciting times, man. Go crazy. Take care of yourself also. Don't be too careless. Take care of
Thank you,
yourself, each
Sonny.
other. All the best for you and Feier Schwanz going forward.
Good
Let's stay.
wishes to Oklahoma and Texas.
And shout out to Dirk Nowitzki because just
Yeah.
because loyal German. But everyone's
Cool.
listening,
Have a
this is
great
the
evening.
hey, you too, man. I'm gonna sign off here. Everyone, this is the great Hoffman Feier Schwanz from Feier Schwanz. Fegefeuer drops July 21st on Napalm Records. Do me and Hoffman a favor if you can do this, buy the records because the bands can't do it without your help. It really goes a long way. And make sure
Yeah.
you listen to this podcast on all major podcast streams out there. Check us out on interview under fire. com. I'm trying to sign off so I can get you to your next interview. Cheers, brother. Let's stay in touch and I'll see you next time. All
Cheers.
right, Hoffman. All
Bye.
right, bye-bye.
guys, thanks for listening to Interview Under Fire podcast. If you guys liked what you heard, please subscribe and share our channel. And please leave a 5-star review, as that helps us tremendously. If you'd like to check out more, visit www.interviewunderfire.com or our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And finally, we want to thank you all for the support you've been giving us. Keep it burning.